Italy World Cup exit reignites debate over gambling advertising ban. Italy's failure to qualify for the 2026 World Cup has intensified pressure to revisit the country's ban on gambling advertising in sport. The fallout has renewed focus on whether easing sponsorship rules could restore revenue to clubs and address wider financial gaps in Italian football. The national team's elimination, following defeat to Bosnia and Herzegovina, triggered a broader backlash across the sport. Senior figures within the Italian Football Federation stepped down in the days that followed, adding to concerns about governance, performance, and long-term competitiveness. Advertising ban at the center of revenue debate. At the heart of the discussion is the 2018 Dignity Decree, which prohibits gambling advertising and sponsorship across Italian sport. Club officials and industry voices argue that the restriction has reduced commercial opportunities, particularly for teams outside Europe's top revenue tier. Estimates cited by club sources suggest the ban has cost Italian football significant sponsorship income over several years, although precise figures vary. Critics say the absence of gambling partnerships has left Italian clubs at a disadvantage compared with leagues in England and Spain, where regulated sponsorship deals remain in place. Former FIGC President Gabriele Gravina had previously urged lawmakers to reconsider the current framework, proposing a system that would allow controlled betting-related partnerships while directing funds into infrastructure, youth development, and grassroots programs. Italy's sports minister Andrea Bodi has also acknowledged the financial strain on the game, suggesting that any revision of the rules would need to balance revenue generation with player and consumer protection. Italian football is confronting a funding crisis that cannot be resolved by rhetoric alone, Bodi said. Any change to the advertising rules should be accompanied by firm safeguards. Policy debate moves back to Parliament. The issue now returns to policymakers, with any change to the advertising ban requiring parliamentary approval. A draft proposal introduced in 2025 aimed to allow limited and controlled sponsorship arrangements, building on earlier discussions in Italy to ease restrictions on gambling sponsorship in football, but it has yet to progress. Supporters of reform argue that recent updates to Italy's wider gambling framework, including new online licensing rules and pending land-based reforms, create an opportunity to revisit sponsorship restrictions in a more structured way. Opposition remains strong. Public health groups warn that relaxing advertising rules could increase exposure to gambling-related harm, particularly among younger audiences. Critics argue that any changes would need strict limits on content, timing, and visibility, alongside increased funding for prevention and treatment services. Balancing revenue and risk. For clubs, the debate centers on restoring lost income and improving competitiveness. For policymakers, the challenge lies in weighing those financial pressures against social concerns and reputational risk. The coming months are likely to bring further discussions between government officials, football authorities, and industry stakeholders as Italy assesses whether its current approach to gambling sponsorship remains sustainable within the broader European market.